In preparing for Yom HaAtzmaut in my shiur in yeshiva, I decided over the past couple of weeks to do what I did in the shul a few months ago, and that is to go through the hakdamos to two very different svarim that relate to the idea of Zionism and the idea of establishing a Medinat Yisrael. One sefer, the hakdama of one sefer that we did is the sefer Vayoel Moshe, which was written by the Satmar Rebbe Zichron Levrach Rav Yoel Teitelbaum. And the other sefer we did was Im Habanim Semecha, Rav Techtal Zichron Levracha, but obviously a very different point of view on establishing a Jewish Medina. But one of the more difficult points in Vayoel Moshe, and certainly my Talmidim struggled with many of the things that the Satmar Rebbe had to say, but one of the more difficult points that they really struggled with, and that I have to say I'm struggling with a lot as well, is how he relates to the miracles that occurred in the establishment of Medinat Yisrael. It's very difficult to deny that there were miracles. 1948, 1967, things were happening that were completely miraculous, that were completely out of the ordinary, unprecedented, things that hadn't happened for the Jewish people in thousands of years. And the way the Satmar Rebbe deals with this is by saying that this was an act of Satan. It's a Maisa Satan. And as such, it's there to test us. We're there, we have to look at it, recognize it for what it is as an act of Satan, and say, you know what? I'm not going to buy into it. I'm going to remain true to what he believes to be the Torah true beliefs, and I'm not going to buy into it. And the reason why that concept is very troubling is it's very difficult to really define for us what exactly Satan's role is in our lives. We work very hard in Avodas Hashem, and that's really where our work should be, in Avodas Hashem. And do we always have to be looking over our shoulder and saying, well, is this miracle an act of Satan? Does Satan really have the ability to make miracles in order to entice us and to fool us? It's a very difficult parsha to really understand, this idea of how we relate to the Satan. But the truth is, the most difficult question is in this week's parsha. We're told about the Avodah on the holiest day of the year, on Yom HaKippurim. And on the holiest day of the year, the Torah tells us to take two identical animals. One will be offered to Hashem as per our normal practice in sacrificing korbanos, and the other is going to be sent where? La'azazel. Now, what's azazel? So the Ramban explains. Sar hamoshel b'mekomos ha'chorban. Azazel is this spiritual entity, an important spiritual entity, that rules over destruction. Brings about all sorts of destruction and desolation, and all the hamelchamos, v'merivos, v'apitzayim, v'amakos, v'apirud, v'achorban. When you see war, when you see fighting, when you see injuries, when you see people getting hurt, when you see discord, when you see destruction, it's because Azazel is there. V'chelko min ha'umos hu Esav. And if it has a parallel amongst the nations of the world, its parallel is Esav. And the animal that parallels this spiritual force are goats. So we take a goat on Yom HaKippurim, and we offer it to Azazel. Now the obvious problem is, isn't that devil worship? Aren't we taking a korban and offering it to the Satan, to Azazel? My goodness, what religion is that? How could we do such a thing? So the Ramban says, no, it's not a kasha. Ramban deals with this issue. And he writes, Ve'ena kavana basir mishtaleach, shia korban me'yitanu elav chalila. No, God forbid. It's not a gift from us, a korban from us, to Azazel. Aval shetiye kavanaseinu lasos ratzon bareinu shetzivanu bekach. No, our kavana is that this is our avodas Hashem. This is what God asks for. Va'amashal b'zei says, I'll give you a mashal. L'mishal su'uda la'adon. Person makes a su'uda for his master. V'tziva ha'adon asi'isha osa, tein mana achas la'avdi ploni. And the master who the su'uda was made for asks the person who made the su'uda, please give a portion to this eved of mine. She'eno osa su'uda nosin klumi shalola everahu, v'lo l'kvoda yasi imo. And you can be sure that while he's going to listen to the master, he's not giving a portion to that eved because he wants to honor the eved, or because he wants to give a gift to the Eved. Clearly, Rak HaKol Nosin LiAdon. Everything he's giving for the master. Va'adon Nosin Pras LiAvdo. Yeah, the master wants to give a portion to the Eved, but it's not the person who made the Suda that's giving a portion to the Eved. Vishamar Zemitzvasa Vasa the Kavada Adon Kalashar Tzivahu. So this person listens to his master like a good servant, then he decides to give to the Eved whatever the master says. He should give to the Eved. Why does the Adon do it? What the Adon is going to get hana from giving to the Eved? Why is the Adon interested in having the person who made the Suda give to the Eved? Because the Adon wants everyone to appreciate how amazingly wonderful the person who made the Suda is. He wants everyone to be Meshabech. He wants the Eved to praise the guy who made the Suda. And the only way the Eved is going to praise the guy who made the Suda is if the Eved gets a portion as well. That's Rambam. And the Medrash echoes this point and stresses that the Satan sings the praises of Klal Yisrael and Yom Kippurim. And that's a direct result of the gift that we had given the Satan. But this point needs considerable elaboration. Why was it important to God that the Satan praised the Jewish people on Yom Kippur? Why do we need praises of the Satan? You know, with friends like these, who needs enemies? What kind of praise are we looking for from the Satan? That's what Avodas Yom Kippurim is supposed to do? To get the Satan to praise us? Rav Shamsher Rafael Hirsch, in his commentary to the Pasuk in Bereishis, Ve'elecha Tshukasov Atatim Sholbo, provides a very different view of the Yetzer Hara than we're used to. You see, and with that, he's going to explain exactly how this works, what exactly goes on with the Seal Azazel. It's a totally earth-shattering view of the Yetzer Hara. See, we generally think that the battle with the Yetzer Hara, the battle with the Satan, is like any other war where both sides try to emerge victorious. Each one fights its side of the battle and each one tries to be victorious over the other. We would read the pasuk, Ve'elecha tshukaso, it desires you, meaning it wants to make you stumble, it wants to go after you, it wants to hurt you. But our job is, when we fight back, Va'atotim sholbo. No, we're going to try to overcome it, we're going to try to emerge victorious over it, over the satan, over the Yetzer Hara. Rav Hirsch explains it's not at all what the pasuk is saying, and it's not at all true. So Rav Hirsch doesn't say it quite like this, but the way I like to explain it is that the Satan is like the Washington Generals. Who are the Washington Generals? The Washington Generals are the team that plays the Harlem Globetrotters. Wherever the Globetrotters go, the Generals go. Globetrotters play the Generals. Whenever you go to a Harlem Globetrotters game, the Generals are playing against the Globetrotters. Now, when you go to a game, a Harlem Globetrotters game, you know who's going to win that game in advance. It's the Globetrotters. It's going to be entertaining, it's supposed to be fun, good for the kids, etc. But you know the Globetrotters are going to win that game. The job of the Washington Generals is to show up, make it look like there's competition, make it look like there's a fight, there's some sort of competition going on, that both teams are vying for victory. But ultimately, if the Washington Generals win a game or two, you can bet every single player on those teams on that team is going to be fired. Their job is to lose. At the end of the day, the fans have to walk home happy. That's their job in life. Says Rav Hirsch, that's the Satan. That's what the Yetzer Hara is. Elecha tshukasov atatim sholbo are not two separate clauses. Its desires to attach itself to us, and its desires that we should then defeat it. Its desire is to be defeated. See, everything and everyone in this world has a purpose in life. We have to figure out what that purpose is. We have to know what the Ribbono Shel Olam put us here for. You think the Ribbono Shel Olam put the Satan there to win? No. The Ribbono Shel Olam put the Satan there and gave it its job and its purpose in life to entice us and bring out the best in us. Bring out the best in us because he's going to challenge us. And he's going to make us think a million times before doing the right thing. But then we're going to overcome and we're going to use every fiber of our being, all the strength that we have, all the fortitude, all the inner strength to do the right thing. That's what the Satan is going to do for us. He's going to bring out the best in us and he's going to lose. And that's his job. Chazal described how the Satan is Yorid Amesis, Olo Mastin. It comes down to entice the people, and then it goes back up to Shemayim and complains to the Ribbono Shel Olam when the people sin. Why? Because he wasn't interested in the people sinning. He hadn't enticed the people to succumb to him. He enticed them so that they can conquer him, they can master him. Vatotim Sholbo is very much what he wants. That's his job. His job is to be ruled over. And the idea is found in the word Moshel, whose root means to declare what something is and what something should be. A moshel, a ruler, is one who tells everybody what they should be doing, where they should be, what their jobs are, what they have to pay him, where they should go. Mishle is a book of sayings that puts things in perspective and guides us what as to what men and what different things should be in life. We are to be moshel on the Yetzer Hara means we're supposed to take control of it and we're supposed to put it in its rightful place. We're supposed to use it as a foil. That's what the Yetzer Hara's job is. And now we can so much more easily understand, as Schwab explains, the battle between Yaakov and the angel of Esav, which, by the way, the Ramban, as we mentioned before, identified as Azazel. Azazel's parallel in the nations is Esav. And the Torah tells us, Vayishal Yaakov Vayomer, Yaakov asks this angel, Hagidana Shimcha, tell me your name. Vayomer, and the angel says, Lamazet Tishalashmi, why are you asking my name? Vayivarachos Hashem, and he blesses him. Now normally in Lashon HaKodesh we have a rule. Kishmo Kenhu, at least in Tanakh, we have a rule. Kishmo Kenhu. Kishmo Kenhu means that a name is not just a label by which a person can know that you're referring to him, but the name describes the essence and the purpose of something. We find this idea at the very beginning of creation, when Adam HaRishon names each and every creature based on its own unique characteristics. He studies each of them and names them based on their characteristics. We find the one, just to use one example in Tanakh, Avigail's first husband, before she married David HaMelech, was a man named Naval. Why was he named Naval? Kishmo Kenhu. He was a despicable human being. So Yaakov Avinu turns to the angel with whom he fought and inquired as to his mission. What's your purpose in life? What are you doing here? How does he define himself? However, see, the angel didn't have a purpose anymore. The angel had already fulfilled its purpose. It was defeated by Yaakov. And its purpose was to be defeated. That is what it came down to do. It came down to fight, put up the image of a fight, and lose. Bring out the best in Yaakov. Show Yaakov that he could be Moshel over a spiritual being. There's no longer any sense in asking what its purpose is. Lamazet Tishalashmi. Why are you asking my name? I no longer have a shame. It's time for me to go back. I have to go sing Shira up in Shemayim. My name is done already. I no longer have a mission. My mission has already been accomplished. And now we understand the Ramban's initial mashal to explain the Seal Azazel. Says Rav Schwab so beautifully. Azazel is a composite of two separate words. At first, it is Az, very strong. But ultimately, it is Azal, walking away in defeat, finished. And that is the role of the Satan, to put up a fight and then to be defeated. And that is why Kol Gadol Mechaveiro Yitzro Gadol Imenu. Our Yetzer Hara has to be big enough to fight with us and make it look like an interesting fight. But at the same time, it has to be small enough to lose the fight. On Yom Kippur, we take all of the sins of Klal Yisrael, upon which Aaron HaKohen has said vidui, and we have all done tshuva, and we're now standing kemalachei Hashem. And this allows Azazel the sweetness of being defeated, of fulfilling its own mission to God. What is the Seal Azazel? We want Azazel singing our praises. We don't want it to be Yorei Numesis, Olo Mastin. We don't want him to go up to Shemayim complaining, oh my goodness, what's Klal Yisrael doing? How come they're giving in to me? They're supposed to lose to me. No, on Yom Kippur, we do tshuva. On Yom Kippur, we have kapara. On Yom Kippur, we're tzaddikim. And the Yetzer Hara, the Azazel, the Satan, is going to have the satisfaction of really fulfilling its mission. It can now sing our praises for at once fulfilling our own missions and aiding it in fulfilling its mission at the very same time. That's the idea of Seol HaZazel. It's not devil worship at all. The idea is we are showing and we are demonstrating the Averos that we used to have are no longer there. We've defeated them. We've overcome them. And the Yesod is such an important Yesod because sometimes we feel overwhelmed. We feel like we can't do it. We feel like the Nisyonos that Ribbono Shel Olam puts in our place sometimes are just too daunting, too challenging. But the Yesod is a phenomenal one. Our Yetzer Hara is always just a bit smaller than we are. And we are always able to defeat it. The Ribbono Shel Olam would not give it to us if we were not able to defeat it. He doesn't want evil in this world. He wants us to have the experience of overcoming evil, of overcoming all of the wrong inclinations and the wrong desires and the wrong actions, and to choose the right path. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking for, and that's the message of the Avodas Yom Kippurim.